It has been a rather gray afternoon across eastern New York and western New England. The clouds thinned in some spots, allowing for a little bit of sunshine, but it's been more cloudy than anything else through the day, and a few showers have come by as well. Temperatures are cool for early June. Once again, we are running below normal. Temperatures will begin to turn around tomorrow, and the remainder of the work week looks relatively mild, not as hot as it was late last week, but warm enough for this time of year. We'll mix in some humidity at times as well. And there's also going to be a couple of rain chances. It's not going to be a complete washout by any means, but there is going to be the chance for a little bit of rain tomorrow. It looks like rain may end up bookending the day with some scattered showers or thunderstorms late tonight into early tomorrow morning, and then there's another chance for some passing showers and thunderstorms during tomorrow afternoon. Thursday looks like a dry day, and then there's a chance for a few more pop-up showers and thunderstorms on Friday. So as we move into tonight, a warm front will continue to get closer, so clouds will dominate the sky through the night, and there is the chance for a passing shower, maybe even a rumble of thunder. It's not going to be as chilly as the past few nights. Lows will be largely in the 50s to around 60 degrees. And then as we move through the day tomorrow, we'll have some clouds early. There is that chance for a shower or thunderstorm during the early morning. Much of the day will end up being dry tomorrow. We will probably see some sunny breaks come out, and it looks like the humidity is going to come up a little bit too, especially from about the Glens Falls and Saratoga area on south. It looks like across the far north, the humidity should not be quite as bad, and I don't think it's going to be really humid, by the way, just a little bit muggy. Temperatures tomorrow will be largely in the 70s. It'll be cooler across the far north in those areas where the humidity stays down. Again, there's that chance for an afternoon or evening shower or thunderstorm. And then Thursday will be quiet, with temperatures up around 80, but with less humidity, then it turns muggy again on Friday. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, variably cloudy with a chance of passing showers, a low of 48 to 56. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and some sun, a chance of showers, maybe a thunderstorm, highs in the 60s to lower 70s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of passing showers, a low of 48 to 56. And for tomorrow, a mix of clouds and some sun, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, with highs in the 70s. For the Southeastern Catskills, Mid and Lower Hudson Valley, and interior Southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, variably cloudy, a chance of passing showers or a thunderstorm, lows in the 50s to around 60. And for tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, warm and muggy, with a high around 80. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight variably cloudy, a chance of a passing shower or thunderstorm, lows in the low to mid 50s, and for tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, warm and muggy, with highs in the 70s. Region-wide on Thursday, a mix of sun and clouds, mild and less humid, highs in the 70s to around 80, and on Friday, warm and muggy, the chance of a pop-up shower or thunderstorm with highs in the low to mid-80s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.